itself is a nonprofit community lending organization, and the acronym stands for Solar and Energy Loan Fund. And what we do as a nonprofit bank is try and provide homeowners with access to capital at reasonable interest rates so that they can make assorted home renovations that include air conditioning, solar products, solar water heaters, solar PV systems. We do wind hazard mitigation, so we're doing everything from roofs to impact windows, hurricane shutters. So we're generally giving homeowners small loans between $5,000 and $15,000, and we're helping them overcome that upfront cost and then be able to stretch out those payments and make them affordable. And we really specialize in working with low and moderate income communities and people who may not be able to get access to capital from traditional sources like banks. They may have had a credit issue at some point in their time. So our standards are less stringent than traditional banks.
In these communities, there are solar co-ops being formed, and this is a way for people to, if they couldn't normally afford the upfront money for a solar system on their house, this is one way they can use to supplement in order to have enough money.
Exactly. Tampa St. Pete has been leading the state trying to promote solar, and they've done these solar co-ops, which are essentially bulk rate purchase so that you can get major reductions on the cost of those systems. And then our nonprofit Green Bank provides financing for people so they can access those products at a reduced rate.
And your group is part of the St. Petersburg Sustainability Summit.
Correct, yes. We're looking forward to taking part in that event from 3 to 7 p.m. And we're going to be discussing ways that you can save energy, how you can promote clean energy. We have information about different financing programs that are available. So it should be a really good event. Looking forward to it.
So what are some ways that people can reduce their energy costs?
Well, a lot of our clients are just doing a very basic weatherization and high efficiency air conditioning system. That wouldn't seem like a very complicated thing to do, but that in and of itself can traditionally cut maybe 20 to 25% of your energy use and your energy bills just by becoming more efficient. So once we are sealing the home and making it more efficient, then we begin to look at solar water heaters, which are very well-suited for families of three or four or more people who are using a lot of hot water. It's the most cost-effective solar technology in the state, and it's not that expensive, generally $4,000 or $5,000. And then the premium investment is to actually create your own electricity from the sun through a solar photovoltaic system or a PV system. And that's what these solar co-ops are doing, is providing homeowners with access to drastically reduce pricing for solar PV.
Is there anything else our listeners should know about the Solar and Energy Loan Fund?
Well, the Solar and Energy Loan Fund has been in existence now for 7.5 years. We've done over $7 million of lending. We started out on the East Coast, and we're now currently expanding into the Tampa-St. Pete area. So we have partnerships with both the City of St. Petersburg and Hillsborough County, new offices and new staff. So we're now available to help people throughout the Tampa Bay region do clean energy projects and resilience, you know, harden the home. And a lot of it has the ability to make the home more comfortable and valuable as well. So we're looking forward to working over on the West Coast and hopefully helping thousands of homeowners here get access to money at reasonable rates.